Sean Millard. Facebook. Sean Millard for Souk Council. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I'm running solo. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I live in Souk. I've been here since 2010. What is your occupation, and for how long? I've been doing fire sprinklers since 2004. I started a small unionized business servicing fire protection equipment in January. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I've never run for political office before. Last year I had considered running for office with my local union. However, since I was planning on becoming a contractor, it seemed like a waste of everyone's time if I were to have to resign 4 months after. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Over the last few years, I haven't been happy with some of the decisions by local government. To me, it seems like basic services that the municipality should be looking after are being put aside for more fun and flashy projects. Charters Road washed out last year and one side is not safe to drive on, so it's been coned off. In almost a year, that hasn't been addressed, but we have a new dog park. Our wastewater system is at capacity and parents are having to hop on two computers at 6 a.m. to try to get their kids into swimming lessons. What are your top three issues? Roads, jobs and commercial spaces in Souk, infrastructure. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Souk is growing in population. We need people to be able to work, shot and play in Souk. We should be able to get most of what we need locally without having to go to Langford. Having local shopping, jobs and entertainment would save people hours per week in traffic that they could spend with their friends and families. Reduce traffic for people who do have to go to work. Reduce emissions by having less cars idling in stop and go traffic and by being able to walk to go shopping. What's one big idea you have for your community? If Souk was to have proper amenities, we could easily attract visitors. We have trails, the potholes, mountain biking, fishing, camping. Hundreds drive through to go surfing every weekend, or just count the number of campers driving through during the summer. If we had places for people to stay, eat and entertain themselves, we would see people drive to Souk, not through it, and that could benefit the entire community. Yes, I am aware that I said to reduce traffic above, but those visitors are coming anyways, so they might as well support local business.